All right, folks, welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily dose of mental fitness brought to you by yours truly, Dylan Brooks. You ever feel like life's a never-ending to-do list? Like there's this invisible pressure cooker on your shoulders, demanding you be perfect at everything? Well, let me tell you something, that pressure cooker is about to explode. But don't worry, because today we're busting open the lid and talking about how to overcome perfectionism with, wait for it, imperfect action. Yay. You heard me right. Imperfect action. Because guess what? Nobody's perfect. And honestly, striving for that elusive state of perfection is like chasing a unicorn beautiful but ultimately elusive. Let's face it, perfectionism can be a real buzzkill. It keeps us stuck in analysis paralysis, afraid to take that leap, to put ourselves out there because what if we don't nail it? What if it's not perfect? This fear of failure can paralyze us, preventing us from even starting. But here's the truth, sometimes good enough is actually really, really good. And embracing imperfection isn't about settling for mediocrity, it's about recognizing that progress over perfection is the real key to success and happiness. So how do we break free from this perfectionism trap? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you start embracing imperfect action. 1. Redefine success. Forget those unrealistic benchmarks. Success isn't a destination, it's a journey. It's about showing up, taking action, learning, and growing along the way, even if things don't always go perfectly according to plan. Think about it like this: would you rather have a masterpiece that took years to create but left you feeling exhausted and depleted, or a series of beautiful sketches that capture moments of joy and inspiration along the way? 2. Embrace mistakes. Mistakes aren't failures, they're stepping stones. Every misstep is an opportunity to learn, adjust, and grow stronger. Instead of letting fear of mistakes hold you back, view them as valuable feedback. Think about some of your biggest failures. Were they truly failures or simply learning experiences? Chances are, those seemingly negative moments led you to something better, something greater. 3. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for the grand finale to feel good about your progress. Acknowledge and celebrate each small victory along the way. That completed task, that challenging conversation, overcome these little wins, add up. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You wouldn't wait until you reach the summit to celebrate the beautiful views you see along the way, would you? Each step forward deserves recognition. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember that we all make mistakes, we all have moments of doubt and uncertainty. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you'd offer a good friend. Imagine someone you care about struggling with perfectionism. What advice would you give them? Now, apply that same wisdom to yourself. 5. Focus on your values. What truly matters to you? When you align your actions with your core values, it becomes easier to let go of the need for external validation and focus on what brings you meaning and fulfillment. Think about your top 3 values: honesty, kindness, creativity, whatever resonates with you. Now, how can you integrate those values into your daily actions, even if they're imperfect? Alright, let me share a quick story that illustrates this whole imperfect action thing. Remember that time I tried baking that elaborate sourdough bread for my friend's birthday? Well, let's just say it looked more like a volcanic eruption than a masterpiece. The crust was rock hard, the inside was dense as a brick, and the smell, well, let's just say the neighbors probably thought we were burning rubber. But here's the thing, I learned a ton from that baking disaster. I discovered new techniques, tweaked my recipe, and ultimately ended up with a pretty decent loaf the next time around. And you know what? My friend still loved it because she appreciated the effort and the story behind it. So, remember folks, embrace imperfection. It's in those messy moments, those almost perfect attempts, that we truly learn, grow, and discover our own unique strengths. Take action, even if it feels imperfect, and watch yourself evolve into a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. Listen, you're capable of amazing things. Don't let the fear of perfection hold you back from living your fullest life. Start taking those imperfect actions today. I want to hear about your journey. Share your experiences, your triumphs, your stumbles on social media using the #StoicMindGym. Until next time, keep striving for progress, not perfection.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.